Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome in on a gorgeous afternoon in the capital city. We say hello to you, and you can always get in on the show at 264-1700. Again, that's 264-1700. Great show today. 1225 Alex Halstead, 24-7 Cyclone Alert, will be our guest. By the way, Naz Mitru-Long has been drafted.
What? The draft's not till Thursday.
Yeah, I understand.
Did you forget to take your medication?
No, I took the blue pill today.
No, that's not what you're supposed to take before you come see me.
No, that's not it?
No.
Well, at any rate, drafted by the Harlem Globetrotters. The Globies do a draft of players that they have interest in.
Why do they have a draft? Who are they drafting against?
I just think
the Washington Generals?
Yes. I just think it's fun.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's what they do it, though. I know. So he's drafted in the third round.
They're not in a league.
I know.
You don't need to have a draft.
I know.
If you don't have a league.
The Globies drafted Naz Mitru-Long.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you can say I was drafted.
Yeah.
So, he's up. Alex Halstead, we'll have some fun with him at 1225.
We'll talk about things maybe a little more pertinent.
Than that.
The drafting techniques of the Harlem Globetrotters.
1 o'clock, Al Yellen, Bleed Cubby Blue from SB Nation. Cubs won again last night. Of course, they played the Padres, one of the worst teams in all of baseball. But we referenced it yesterday that this is a good couple of series coming up for the Cubs to kind of maybe get on a winning streak. 1:40, Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, College Football Bleacher Report. He'll be our guest at 1:40. And then Trent and Wolfgang throw down at about 12:15 or so. So that's our show for today. How you doing, pal? You all right?
Yeah, hanging in there, just making it through another day. What is it, Tuesday?
It is Tuesday all day.
It is Tuesday, yeah. Huh? Well, we got the Thursday draft.
Yes.
Keep an eye on that one. Monty Morris, Peter Jock, and as we found out,
Jeremy Morgan.
Getting some buzz. Chad Ford of ESPN and his mock draft yesterday had him going in the second round. So, you know, looking back upon that just a little bit, Jimmy.
Okay.
Jeremy Morgan, does he strike you as a guy that has a real, everybody has a shot?
Well, I mean, yes.
But
we got a shot.
But a shot of sticking, and not even being drafted, because that happens, and a lot of times it's guys that are looking to stash, you know, whatever
yes,
it is.
Yeah, they will stash guys in different spots.
But a guy that really has a chance to stick, does he strike you that? Because when I first heard that news yesterday, Jeremy Moore, you know, we've talked about Monte.
Right.
Monte, I think, is a guy that's going to be in the league for a long time.
I agree with you.
I don't think he'll ever be a starter on a good team.
No, but he's going to play minutes.
Absolutely. He epitomizes a competent backup for a good team. Your 6th, 7th, 8th guy is going to come in. He's going to run your offense. He's not going to make mistakes. He's going to do everything that you need to and maybe build upon that and become a starter, you know, after a few years. But at the very least, I think that's a baseline. He's a guy I believe that will really stick.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Jock, it is about finding the right fit.
Yes.
The game today, the way it's played, I think is better for him than even 5 years ago.
I agree.
He's coming into the league for his skill set at the right time. He is an elite shooter. But the other deficiencies in his game just still leave me thinking he's not going to stick.
There's too many deficiencies.
Maybe somebody will be enamored with the shooting ability.
They'll put him in the D League.
He'll be in a summer league. He'll get a shot there. He'll have all those things. But to get to that, and especially right away, say in the first year, if that's maybe the parameters we're putting on that, I can't see that for Jock. But then Jeremy Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to keep it open-ended for you.
Okay.
We saw this guy play a lot through his 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Good defender.
Mm-hmm.
But an NBA player. When you saw that yesterday, your initial reaction?
Stunned.
Not surprised.
No, stunned.
Stunned.
Yeah, because his
I wouldn't be more surprised if I would have woke up with my head sewn to the carpet. That surprised.
My head's been sewn to that carpet a few times. First off, I thought you were funning me.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
I thought, okay, now this is going to be interesting. Where are you going with this one, partner? And you weren't. You were, like, being totally serious. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh, my God, I got to change my thought process here. I just thought we were going to make a couple of yucks about it, and that would be it. But he has very terrific athleticism,
mm-hmm.
can run, as you mentioned, he can guard. And those guys are hard to find now in the association. There's not many guys really can play solid defense anymore. He can. Now, his shooting is still suspect, Trent, wouldn't you say? It's still suspect. His outside shooting is still suspect.
He shot it better as a junior than he did last year.
Than a senior. Okay, fair enough.
He was over 40%, though.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got a little range to him, too.
Yeah.
It's not a guy that just...
We just looked at some video highlights, and he was nailing some threes.
He's not a strictly just a 20-foot guy. You know, he's showing some range there. The one thing last year, as though his scoring was up, his shooting percentages were way down last
year. Way down.
From what they had been.
But you know what? You and I wasn't very good.
They weren't. And especially offensively.
Yes.
You know, they just didn't have a whole lot of guys that could score, especially in the backcourt. You know, up front with Carlson and Bennett Cook, both those guys, I think, showed an ability to be pretty consistent up there at different times. But in the backcourt, it was a lot of young guys there. It was Haldeman. It was Brown.
Right.
It was McLeod. It was those three freshmen out there. And he had to take a lot of the scoring slack because of that. And you know, as you and I plays that grinded out pace, a lot of times that means, all right, late in the shot clock, we're going to get it to Jeremy Morgan, see if he can create something. But that's going to lead to difficult shots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to hurt your shooting percentage as well. That was a role he had to take over his senior year, something he didn't have his first 3 years. And I think that impacted those numbers.
I think you're right. Do I think that he has an outside chance to get drafted? Outside
shot. Okay.
Free agency, I can see that. I can see him on a summer league team where somebody might take a look at him in mm-hmm. Vegas. And then if they think they see enough in him, invite him to camp and then ship him to the D League.
Right.
Look what happened. What was it now? It's 2 years ago. Abdur Nader gets drafted late.
Mm-hmm.
They ship him to the D League. And the dude was like all world.
Yes.
He's got a chance to play with Boston this coming fall.
A good team.
Yes, a good team. He's got a chance to make that roster because he improved so much in the D League. So one thing you have to remember about the NBA compared to college basketball, totally different game.
It is.
Totally different game. It's a man's game. It's more physical. It requires much more athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get lucky and get into a system that fits your skill set.
Yeah.
And if you do, then you have a chance to make an impact. If you don't and you're in a system that you're not comfortable in at all, then you're not going to make that team. And then you have to hope that somebody picks you up so you get another chance.
Yes. Yeah. And we saw that last year. Nader was drafted. That was a surprise to everybody.
Yes, at the end of the second round.
But he was also willing to accept that role of going to
the
D-League.
Yes.
At the other side, Jared Utoff had his agent tell a lot of teams towards the end he would prefer not to be drafted because he doesn't want to be stashed. And it worked out well for him. There are two equations out there.
Yeah, there are.
They both worked very well
they
for the guys.
Work. Yes.
Nader had just a ridiculous season numbers-wise. He put up monster numbers. He's looked at it as a big piece going forward of that team. It worked out very well. The other side, Utoff, after telling his agent not to do it, worked out well for him.
Yes.
Bounced around, was in the D League, was with Toronto, got released from there, found a place, ends up in Dallas.
Ends up in Dallas, and he's got a chance to stick this
and
coming
he's got
year.
A chance.
Yeah.
And he got that second 10-day contract. He was able to get a lot of money out of that.
Right.
Out of his rookie year. So it worked out well. The paths are not like the old days where it was simple as you're drafted, you're with that team.
Yeah.
There are a lot more paths these days, a lot more ways to go. Another guy that we saw recently, Aaron White.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone and played over in Europe.
Yep.
Made good money over there.
In Germany.
He was in Germany. He was in Russia.
Yep.
Now he's going back to another Western European team. And it sounds like financially working out incredibly well for him. You know, an opportunity to make well into six figures.
Oh,
playing basketball for his third year.
Yeah.
So, it's funny, everyone's like, oh, you can just go make a buttload of money in Europe. That's not always the case.
That doesn't work all the time.
No. You have to be a high-level player to do that.
That is correct.
And it's not as simple as, you just go over there and make a lot of money. You have to find the right organization. You have to find an actual league that has the money to pay you because there's a lot of stories out there of guys stiffed, bounce checks,
yep,
a lot of things like that.
Yeah.
It's not quite as easy as maybe sometimes people make it out to sound. You got to be a high-level player, and you got to find the right fit. That's another part that goes along with it. But, yeah, the hoops Thursday night.
It'll be interesting.
It will be. We got a lot of local angles here. Deontay Burton?
Yeah.
Maybe, possible. I mean,
he's getting a workout today with the Milwaukee Bucks.
With the Milwaukee Bucks, he is a physical dynamo, as we know.
Yes.
The kid has done things that you just don't see very often on a basketball court. Incredibly undersized.
Mm-hmm.
You can get away with that, though, if you have elite athleticism.
He does.
He can shoot it. He can rebound. Those incredibly long arms. He's got some pieces. If I had to make a bet, after Monte Morris.
Okay.
Out of the next three that would play in the league, not D League.
Oh, okay. That would eventually play in the league?
No. Oh. Not eventually. For next year.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
For next year.
Okay.
Out of Jeremy Morgan,
yeah,
Peter Jok,
yeah,
and Deontay Burton.
Yes.
I think I'd take Burton.
I would too.
To be in an NBA game next year.
Yes.
The 2017-18 year. We've got to put those caveats in there. But if somebody said, all right, you got to put money down on one of those guys, I think Burton's the guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he can do more things.
He can.
And he's a better shooter than Jeremy is.
Think Morgan probably has more range. He's more prototypical. I mean, he's got a real jump shot.
He does. Burton is gifted in other ways.
Yes.
Big body. Strong kid.
Can get to the rim.
Can get to the rim and finish.
Mm-hmm.
Can butt you around a little bit.
Yep.
Down low on the block. We always talk about, if you're a block player, nothing better than having that big backside,
mm-hmm,
so you can move people.
And
he's got that.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because, oh, God, my butt's so big. Hey, I bet you get this at the house. Honey, does this pantsuit make my ass look big? No, that's not the case in the NBA. Your ass needs to be big.
And you respond,
when you go down there.
It's not the dress.
No.
Don't say that, guys. Don't say that. Don't say that. You will get in trouble. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Nationally, you're excited. Jimmy Butler's going on.
Yeah, I mean, he's already. Chicago Sun-Times is saying right now that Butler is pushing for a trade to Cleveland.
To Cleveland.
So does that
Paul
mean
George wants to go to Cleveland, or the Cavaliers want him?
Yeah, it's going to be. But they're 20, what did we say? $28 million over the cap.
Okay,
they're $28 million over the cap. That's a lot of luxury tax to pay the league.
Unless you're a billionaire.
Well, he is. Dan Gilbert is. But and his team makes a potload of money. Sell out every game, television rights, radio rights, everything that comes along with that. Tickets aren't cheap in Cleveland. You got a championship to show for it, and that's what it's all about. LeBron's got one more year, and they just axed their GM, decided they weren't going to renew David Griffin's contract. So now who's steering that ship?
Same as always, LeBron.
You think it is?
Yes. He's the GM there. Come on.
If they can keep Kevin Love and add Jimmy Butler.
They can.
You think that
they can.
Love has got to be in that equation.
Financially, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, Love is as good as gone.
J.R. Smith.
And he might be too. Love is gone. If they bring either of those two in.
Paul George. But see, then you still have three. Compared to Golden State's four, so.
But that's the only way that it works out financially.
Yeah, it's
the only way that you can do it.
We still have to find somebody else then.
Love has to go.
Okay.
I still think it makes more sense to build up your depth of your team.
I agree with you.
Bring in not aging veterans, but veterans that can help you out. Take a shot at a couple of young guys, because it wasn't just 1 through 3 or 4,
right,
that beat Cleveland.
No,
it was 5 through 8.
Yeah, I agree.
And the difference between what Golden State had and they had,
yes,
was immense.
Yeah,
LeBron could cancel out Durant.
Yes,
yeah, you can.
And did.
You can get Kyrie to cancel out Curry.
Yeah, yeah,
you can do those things. Love can cancel out whoever you want to put. That can happen.
Yeah,
but it was the rest of the team. There's a huge discrepancy.
Andre Iguodala once again was huge.
Yeah.
And he is a free agent, and he has told everybody, excuse me, he's told everybody that he wants to be paid.
Well, we'll give you another minute to talk crappy NBA a little bit later.
Okay, I'm good with that.
All right. Right now, though, we're going to take a look back at what happened in the world of sports last night. It's In Case You Missed It, and it's presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. From a small leak all the way through a complete re-roof, give the guys at Wolf Construction Roofing a call today. Let's get into it, Jimmy B.
Okay, I'm good.
Let's go to Wrigley Field.
Why not?
Let's start with the Cubs against the Padres, a team that swept them, remember, when they last played in San Diego a few weeks back. Well, early on, a 1-0 deficit, and their new leadoff man, not prototypical by any means, Anthony Rizzo. Well, he's gotten on, well, a couple of solo homers to lead off games in the past. This time, Jimmy B does it like maybe you'd expect a leadoff guy to do it, with a bunt single.
And he bunts, and it'll be a hit. How about that? You're going to be a leadoff man. You got to play the little game.
Well, he's just having they had the shift on.
They had the shift on. They're going to give it to you, Jim. What do you do? You take it, right?
You take it, yeah. I mean, there's nobody playing third base.
Mm-hmm.
So he just squares up in the bunt position and just bunts it down toward the third base line. I mean, it wasn't like it was a great bunt or anything. He just guided the ball down toward third base and made first base easily. So, yeah, that's what you do. You don't have to be swinging for the fences on every appearance at the plate.
They're going to give you a hit. You take a hit. One guy that was hit in a different way, Kyle Schwarber last night. That was a ball off his ankle. Had to leave the game.
Some waves with his prodigious power. He homered last night. He's hit 7 home runs in 22 ball games.
Slow there after fouling it off his ankle. Leaves a little later. Jimmy B.
Yeah, let me watch this again in slow motion.
This is the last thing that you want to see.
That's going to hurt. Yeah. Damn, that's going to leave a mark.
X-rays were negative.
That's good.
That is good news. But what's the expectation for Schwarber going forward? I mean, is it just a guy, well, he's going to hit homers, and as long as he gets over the Mendoza line, we're fine with it? do you think there's still going to be a time where he catches fire and he has an incredible 3-4 weeks and puts up some monster numbers and we see the average and the on-base percentage and the slugging and everything rise up with it? Or is this just kind of what he is right now and trying to get acclimated after, remember, basically missing a full season
Correct.
Last year?
I'm concerned about him. And the reason I'm concerned is because I think he felt the pressure to step to the plate and hit home run every time he came up. I think that was, at least in his mind, what people's expectations were.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to do that. Needs to start making contact again. And the ball will fly out of the park off his bat.
Yes.
We know that. It'll fly. But I just think he needs to start training his eye at the plate again to swing, A, at good pitches, and B, start to make more contact. And even if he's hitting the ball hard, but it's at somebody, at least you're now starting to put the bat on it, and your confidence will slowly start to build. I think his confidence right now is shot, even though he's jacked a couple of big home runs. The dude is hitting like 180, 175, and that's just awful.
It's not going to get it
done. He should not be hitting that poorly. I just think his confidence is shot right now.
Yeah, it looks that way. A guy up there.
And then he gets hurt with that.
And you see the power. I mean, power's still
there
when he makes contact
because
he does have ridiculous power.
He does.
It's the other facets of the game and taking what the defense gives to him. Like we saw to lead off the game with Rizzo, laying it down. That has not been a part of it for Schwarber. And as we talked about before, in baseball, it's not about that initial surge that you have. It's about making the adjustment off the adjustment.
Correct.
When pitchers are able to adjust to you, can you make that next adjustment as a hitter? Some guys can do it.
Others can't.
Maybe Schwarber's a guy that can't.
Maybe he can't.
You never know. Let's go to the bottom of the seventh inning.
Okay.
Down 2-1 still. Wilson Contreras going the other way to tie things up for the Cubs.
Wilson!
Fly ball well hit to right. It's deep. Hit. It's good.
Did you see Wilson Contreras? He had the little Sammy Sosa hop after he hit that.
I saw that a little bit.
Yeah.
Wonder if he's watching a little video of Sammy there. He had that little skip there.
I'm gonna give you another look here.
Let me see it here. Yeah, there it goes. Hop, little hop. Yeah.
I do love the Sammy hop.
I know you do.
It was a good one.
Even though his bat was corked, I don't care.
The Cubs then take the lead later on an error in the outfield. Well, that's what happens when you play the Padres. Make it tough on them. Make it bobble a little.
Good lead by Baez. There he goes. Swinging a fly ball to left. Coming over and not making the catch. Perella. Baez trying to score. He will. Just like that, the Cubs lead 3-2.
A little bobble in the outfield and just enough time to pick it up there, and the victory for the Cubs as they hold on for the 3-2 win against the Pods.
You know, this is, we said this is a get-well series.
Yes.
And it is. I mean, you can erase all of the nasty things that, A, have been said about you for the first several months of the season just by putting a little mini winning streak together. And this is the perfect opportunity for the Cubs to do that.
We go south next as we head to Kansas City. The Royals continue to play good baseball, Jim.
Moose
with a big one. Here's Eric Hosmer, another one. Been talked about in trade conversations.
Yep.
The Royals going to trade, not to keep winning like this.
I hear you. Here it comes.
Fox Sports Kansas City with the call there. The eighth homer of the year for Eric Hosmer as the Royals win a big one over the Red Sox last night, 4-2. Herrera with the save on the back end, and those Royals just keep winning games.
So what do you do? You're under five games behind. You're like four back.
Yep.
Three and a half. What do you do? You got to play it out here for a while, don't you?
You do. You have until the end of July.
Yeah.
So you got still more than a month.
Right.
It will play itself out by that time.
I would think so.
You don't have to make any decisions now. You keep winning. Well, you can become buyers.
What if you're 2.5 out by end of July? What if you're
it's not just the division, though.
I know.
It's
you
got to
look
about,
at the wild card.
Right, right. You know? If it's something where in the wild card, I don't know, say Boston, the Yankees, and somebody else has separated themselves.
Yes.
Then the decision is different. But it looks for that second wild card spot. Right now, I mean, it's anybody. The Twins
are there.
Still have the second wild card spot
they
right
do.
Now.
Yeah.
So with that, I think that leads down the road where you think about potentially buying a little bit more help if you're the Royals, if it gets to that spot. You have an aging team, that core that took you to the World Series and got you two pennants, including one World Championship. Those guys are aging, but if you're hanging around, give it another shot.
Right.
Bring in another piece.
Yeah.
Because you know the rebuild. In a place like Kansas City, it can take a while.
And the fans, for the most part, after they have won a championship, I think will be reasonably patient if you explain what you're attempting to do.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I think that's a good way to look at it.
I get that. Oh, by the way, good news for you yesterday.
Oh, what do you got?
Yeah, because the Twins didn't lose.
They didn't play,
but they didn't lose.
Well, they have one of their two good pitchers pitching tonight. It'll be Irvin Santana on the mound against the White Sox. And their other good one, Jose Berrios, tomorrow.
Okay.
And then after that,
it's like
again.
Us, yes.
Yeah, that's
like
what happens.
Now starting.
Jim Brinson.
Gone after a third of an inning, eight runs in.
Better than some of the guys that they have. That was In Case You Missed It, presented by Wolf Construction Roofing. Coming up on the other side, we're talking Cyclones. Our man Alex Halstead stops by, a little talk on the Capital City League. Summertime recruiting and much more with Alex Halstead.
I got something here. We don't?
What do you got?
I want to give a shout out to two new followers of the show.
We'll get to them. We'll get to them. Back with more here in a moment.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even a Brew Crew or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
With the turning of another calendar year, you hear dealers offering savings on this and special financing on that. This is Tom with Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center. Since we offer exciting deals all year long, we thought we'd offer you, the RV owner, one better than the other guys. When you purchase a new RV from Bob and Joe's RV Center, you get RV warranty forever at no cost to you. A real warranty for as long as you own your RV. RV warranty forever will pay for all repairs to the covered components of your RV for as long as you own your RV. Bob and Joe's RV Center is so confident in their inventory that they've offered a lifetime warranty on every new and qualified pre-owned RV at no cost to you. To top that all off, Bob and Joe's RV Center is an exclusive RV warranty forever dealer in the state of Iowa. Get a quality RV at a great price from Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center and get a true peace of mind forever. Browse and purchase with confidence at bobandjoesrv.com. Every great vacation starts somewhere. Start yours at Bob and Joe's RV Center in Guthrie Center with RV warranty forever.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Come see Jake at Capital City.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. We roll till 3 today. First guest is Alex Halstead. 24/7 Cyclone Alert is the website. Everything you need to know about the Cyclones, Alex has it for you. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Alex, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
Look, we don't have to wait till Thursday in the draft because Mitru Long has been drafted by the Harlem Globetrotters. He's got a gig.
Yeah, if he needs a, I kind of made a little joke that if he needs a little backup plan to his NBA or professional dreams, he seems to have an in. I think they took him with their third pick today, and he was in the company of Aaron Judge from the Yankees, the actress that plays Wonder Woman, and I think Tim Tebow went with their last pick. So it's kind of a random to have Naz Mitru Long with those guys, but pretty interesting nonetheless.
Hey, listen, he can always claim that he was drafted.
Yeah, it'll always be that trivia question that, you know, 10 years from now people ask what Naz Mitru Long, Tim Tebow, and Aaron Judge have in common, I guess.
There you go.
Well, Alex, we got lots to get into. Want to start with the basketball nationally. NBA draft is kind of dominating what people are talking about right now. Let's start with Monte Morris. What you've heard the latest there, seen pretty much across the board a second-round selection. Do you think there'd be any way, though? We saw Jared Uthoff do this a year ago. As the process went on, he told, had his agent tell teams late in the second round, I'd prefer not to be drafted. You want to stay away from that draft and stash that can sometimes happen. Could you see Monte Morris doing that, or do you think he's wide open? Whoever drafts him, he'd be happy with.
I think he'd be happy with whoever takes him. I think he's a kid that definitely understands, you know, what his role could be next year, that he's going to go in and, you know, his hope is to be a backup point guard by somebody. You know, maybe if that happened where he didn't get drafted, he's mentioned the Los Angeles Lakers a few times. You know, but obviously I don't know what their intentions would be with a point guard, especially if they take Lonzo Ball. I actually talked to Monte last night before he left Ames, and an interesting little thing he said was the Charlotte Hornets have actually asked him to come in for a last-minute workout tomorrow. So a day before the draft, they want to get him in and work him out. So that's intriguing. I think, you know, obviously workouts are always happening all the time, but when a team wants to get you in within 24 hours of the draft, they obviously want to see you. I don't really know who they have after Kemba Walker, and he actually told me that after ESPN had projected him 41st to Charlotte. So maybe Chad Ford at ESPN's hearing something, because it kind of all goes together. Not that that's where he's going to end up, but I thought it was interesting that a team would bring him in, you know, right before the draft. And it's a team that wanted him in the last week or so, but he was hurt, and they're willing to just wait until tomorrow, right before the draft, to work him out.
I found that interesting as well. This thing is shaping up to just be a wild Thursday, and it might big things might even happen even before Thursday. We've already seen the Boston Celtics move back to number three as they switched with the now number one Philadelphia. Could this be a draft? Look, we've talked here about Monte Morris. We've talked about Jeremy Morgan at UNI. Talked about Deontay Burton for Iowa State. And Peter Jok at Iowa. I mean, that's four guys that are being batted around here that might have a possibility to hear their name called. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong year in-state. And I think, you know, I don't think Matt Thomas or Naz Mitrulong will probably get drafted, but they'll both end up at summer league teams. I mean, you could be talking about six in-state players playing on summer league teams in July. So, summer league probably doesn't get a lot of love. You know, I think it's on NBA TV and all that sort of thing. But this might be a year that they have high rating numbers in the state of Iowa, because there are going to be a lot of players. And, you know, even Monte talked about that. You know, even the guys that might get drafted, you know, him, Jok, and Morgan might have the best chances. Monte knows that, you know, even as a second round pick, say he's in the 40 to 50 range, he's got to go still prove himself at summer league. And he's kind of talking about he's ready for the draft process to be over Thursday. Just find out where he's going, and he can go play summer league and figure out who his teammates are going to be, and try to have a good summer league to prove that he can be that backup point guard. So even the guys that get drafted, I think it's going to be a big summer for them, even after Thursday.
Cameron Laird.
Where is he?
What's going on, Alex? Help us out.
Where is he?
Yeah, it kind of fits the line of we've always been wondering where he's at, and he finally gets to campus, and then Cap City League starts, and he's absent. It sounds like he'll be there maybe starting this week, but most people won't be there Thursday because they'll be watching the draft. So we might see him for the first time, you know, next Sunday. He's not hurt. You know, actually, I thought it was funny because I went to the first night of the Cap City League, and I think there were four Iowa State players of the 11 that are signed up. And then later that night I get home, and I'm looking through Twitter, and Cameron has a Periscope of him shooting with Terrence Lewis at the gym, two guys that weren't at the Cap City League. So it's not that he's hurt or anything. He was shooting around that night, but for whatever reason, he hasn't got out to the Cap City League. And I know that's a player everyone wants to see, because Terrence Lewis has now been there, and Merrill Shayok, and some guys have looked good there, as good as you can look at the Cap City League. But, you know, Cameron is still missing in action, which kind of seems to be his go-to thing so far.
Yeah, really. Look, the three of us, we could look good on video shooting at the gym. Okay.
Yeah, and that, you know, he's just doing layups.
But yeah, so shooting at the gym, yeah, I know, that's absolutely meaningless in the grand scheme of things. I think people want to see, can this kid play? Can he play? Even though it's pretty much, I guess, a glorified pickup game, it's still you're out there with other players not just shooting around at the gym.
Yeah, we're still waiting for him and Jeff Beverly, and I think Beverly was supposed to get there later this month. He's in Ames, so I don't know what's the deal there. But they've got the Cyclone Academy for new players, but I think Cameron's past that because he, you know, was he's not technically a newcomer. He's been here for a semester. So I know a lot of fans, he's the guy that people want to see, and, you know, maybe this upcoming weekend we'll see him for the first time, even if it's just pickup ball, but maybe he goes against someone like Michael Jacobson or Solomon Young, and we actually get a better look at him.
I'd pay money to see him go against Jacobson. Is Prohm concerned? Is the coaching staff concerned about this at all? Have you got any rumblings of that at all?
No, I honestly don't know if the coaching staff really – I don't think they dislike the Cap City League, but you know, I think there were some thoughts of would they continue to do it this year now that kind of the core group of – you know, Naz, Mitri Long, and Monte Morris, and George Niang, and all those guys. Those guys kind of carried the Cap City League for a while, and I know, I think Drake had even maybe thought about, you know, are they going to continue to do it? I think every time you get a new coach, they come in and reevaluate it. They did obviously switch it this year to Thursday through Sunday to try to make it easier because the team practices normally, I think, from Monday through Wednesday. You know, some of those days, when now that the NCAA allows more practice in the offseason, so they did move it back to try to make it work for them because before it just wasn't. They were practicing on Wednesdays and then going right to Cap City League, and it didn't make sense. And they're going to play more games and Ankeny to be closer. So they made some concessions to try to make it easier for Iowa State, but it'll be interesting to see how long it goes. You know, the fact that you only had four players on the first night, I just don't know if there's the same mentality of those guys maybe would rather just play at Sukup. But I think the older players that have left the program kind of embraced it, whereas maybe it's not embraced as much anymore.
We're talking right now with Alex Halstead. You can find his work, CycloneAlert.com, part of 24/7 Sports. Over the weekend, Alex, from basketball over to some football recruiting, a couple of big commitments for Iowa State. Matt Campbell continuing to show his recruiting prowess with that staff over there. Tell us a little bit about a defensive back from down in Texas, along with a Georgia linebacker going south for some defensive help.
Yeah, this was one of two big weekends here in June for them, another one coming up this weekend. And obviously they got a couple commitments. There's some kids that didn't commit that I think when you get a kid on campus in June, it puts you in a better position, and they're hoping those kids will still commit, you know, down the road, whether that's in the summer or even in their season. But, yeah, they got a defensive back, Christian Young, out of Texas, from the Houston area. He actually plays on the same 7-on-7 team as Sterling Galben, their receiver commit, and he's actually now the top-rated player in the class, you know, so a really good player that chose him over Arizona, Arizona State, Missouri, Oklahoma State. I think he probably had 10-plus Power 5 offers and a lot of good schools that they beat to get him, and he really liked his visit because he was originally going to decide, I think, on July 11th, and now then he committed the day he left. So he's the first one they got, and Gary Vaughn, a linebacker out of Georgia, another kid. They've been really active in Georgia. They're actually after three different linebackers in Georgia so far that they've offered, and so he committed. He had actually told the staff last week he wanted to commit, but they wanted him to get to campus and kind of do it face-to-face and make sure that he saw everything before he did it. So he gives him another commitment, probably one of probably two linebackers they'll take in this class. So with those two guys, they're up to 11 commits in the class, and you know, I think they still could have a few more between now and mid-July. And you know, this is going to be a smaller class, as we've talked about before, maybe closer to 20 than 25, and you know, I think at some point they'll try to maybe slow down when you get to that 14, 15 number and make sure you save some spots for kids to impress you during their senior season, because you kind of want to get a good base, but at some point you probably want to slow down for some of those really, really high-level kids that maybe take longer to decide and hopefully get in on some of those guys when, ideally for Iowa State, they would win some games and impress some of those kids.
Alex, can you explain a little bit the big event that they had over the weekend, some of the differences that we've seen in the past or what some other teams are doing across the country? What makes their event a little bit different, and then also what they have coming up?
Yeah, so, you know, it's every team kind of does their own thing. You know, it seems to be like some of them sitting around this barbecue stuff, and I think they actually had some of the players in, and unofficial, they can't pay for it, but the kids can pay for their food, and they still, I think, had like, I think one of the, you know, parents ended up telling me later on that they had smoky D's and things like that. So they really like to use these weekends. We saw a really big weekend last year where they brought in probably 15, 20 kids, and a lot of them were their commits. They try to get their commits in together because, you know, when you get the commits together and get them to become closer, I think it helps you keep a class together later on, especially when more schools come after some of these guys. So to have Rial Mitchell and Sterling Galvan in town, not only do you have some of those guys together, but then you have your commits that are selling other kids why they picked their school. So, you know, I know Iowa does one big weekend. I think that's coming up this weekend. Iowa State last year did one big weekend, but the weekend coming up has got probably about 10 big kids too. So this year it's kind of a little bit more spread out, but it seems like more and more schools are trying to do one big weekend in June where they get all their targets in town or their big guys in town and try to get a lot of commitments or at least build relationships off of it.
How would you rate the staff with what they've done so far in comparison to what you saw under the Paul Rhodes regime?
Well, I think, you know, probably an A, just because I think they're beating more Power 5 schools for kids. You know, towards the end of the Paul Rhodes era, and it was, you know, partly just because the wins weren't there and there were questions about his long-term stability. You know, they're the kid they got late that they beat Georgia Southern for. And, you know, they just got a kid this weekend in June. And they beat, you know, Oklahoma State and Missouri or Arizona State. You know, even the linebacker, they beat Indiana and Maryland and I think Rutgers and a couple others. So, you know, even some of the kids that aren't your top-rated kids in the class, you're still beating Power 5 schools for. And so I think that's the big thing is you're starting to get kids that other schools want early in the process too. So I think for that reason and for the reason that so far they haven't combined it with wins. You know, they've only had one season, and if they combine it with wins, I think then we'll really find out what the staff can do, because that's one thing I think that's kept them from even going another step with some of these kids. You know, they've been really close with some kids that have chosen blue blood type programs, and they've lost them mainly because, you know, maybe they haven't put the wins out there. But if they can do that this offseason, I think it's going to be interesting to see what direction the recruiting could go.
A lot of fun, a busy time as always. Alex Halstead, CycloneAlert.com, the place to go. Cyclone fans, get out there today, get a subscription, and always find out the latest on Iowa State recruiting and more. Alex, as always, good talking with you. Enjoy your time here over the summer. Football be here before we know it.
Yeah, I think 75 days or something, so I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, and check up on if Mitru Long needs a agent to work on his contract with the Globetrotters.
Yeah, I'll do that. Hopefully we'll find out where he might land Thursday or Friday and see which one he's going to pick.
Thank you, man. We'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
You got it. Alex Halstead, 24/7. That's a Cyclone Alert. Anything on the Hawks or on the Cyclones, Alex has got it. So he's the main guy to follow if you are a Iowa State Cyclone fan. He comes to us, of course, on the Draft House 50 hotline.
You look at a couple more defensive backs.
Yes, yeah.
High school recruiting for guys that aren't from around our area.
Right.
We don't really know.
We don't know.
But their latest one from down in Texas, Christian Young, who Alex was telling us about, it's not that the guy's speed and his tape and things. This is what I look at. Iowa State beat out Arizona, Arizona State, Missouri, Kansas, Oregon State, Oklahoma State, Purdue, other offers. Iowa State doesn't do that, at least hasn't done that
in the past. Yeah.
Beat the likes of that for a guy from down south, and here they are. Now just think if they get a little momentum this year, and they do get to six wins, and they do get to a bowl game. Think of what Matt Campbell can do then when you have that to go in the backpack. And it's not just about, hey, we got playing time available to you,
right,
and this is our vision. You can see that vision start to come to fruition. Look out.
Well, he's got something to sell.
He does.
Where in the past, they didn't have much to sell. Mm-hmm. Now they do. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker, 1700.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Attention, drivers with Class A CDL. Are you looking for a solid career that offers great benefits with the time at home you desire? How about earning $70,000 a year plus starting from year one? If this sounds good, come join our growing team at ADM. We offer a complete benefits package including 401k, health, life, dental, and vision. And we even offer a pension plan. With ADM, you'll get paid vacation, personal days, and holidays. Oh, and don't forget, $70,000 a year to start. Drivers must possess a Class A CDL with hazmat tanker and passport, or be able to obtain a passport within the first 60 days of employment. Don't wait. Call ADM today at 515-265-8437. That's 515-265-8437. Or visit us at adm.com/careers. ADM requires successful completion of a pre-employment drug screening and background check. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
You'll remember the times you eat at Sam and Gabe's. Why, you ask? Because each meal is prepared and crafted with the finest ingredients by Sam and Gabe's experienced chefs, well-known in Central Iowa for steaks, handmade pasta dishes, specialty pizzas, and, of course, the incomparable steak de Burgo. Join them in Urbandale for dinner, Sunday brunch, and live music, or dine with them for lunch or dinner in the East Village. Private event rooms are also available. Reserve your table at samandgabes.com. You'll remember the times you eat at Sam and Gabe's.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual saved me almost $800 when I switched my home and auto insurance.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, I got the perfect coverage for us, and I didn't have to worry about skimping on MS Party.
Well, that explains the...
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
For us, 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 3 today. Coming up at the top of the hour, Al Yellen, Bleed Cubby Blue, SB Nation. Yeah, we're going to do some baseball with him and see if the Cubs can get the ship righted with a win over San Diego last night at 3-2. Still got struggles. Schwarber cracked the foul ball off his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Negative, however, with the x-rays, which is good.
That is good.
But he's pretty sore.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that hurts. Yeah, I've done that before. Have you done that too?
Not bad. I followed a few off foot. And, oh. But yeah, when you see the guy and they just collapse to
God,
the ground.
I just go right to the ground.
Yeah, that's ugly.
Of course, I don't have far to go, but still.
Well, when's the last time you followed one off your foot? 70 years ago?
How long?
70 years ago?
Probably 75.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to use your veteran-ness.
That's kind of you to say.
As I make up a word to be kind to you.
I like it.
Take me back 31 years ago today, right after the 86 draft.
Yes.
The passing of Len Bias.
I covered that draft. It was awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful. And what people tend to forget who knew Bias or covered his games, which I did. I did Maryland games at that time as well. I was working on the East Coast. And this guy was a player. I mean, the Celtics beat... I mean, they really thought they had gotten a Michael Jordan-type player. That's how good Lenny Bias was.
Some people said a better athlete.
Yeah, might have been. Might have been. Hard to say now, but might have been at the time. Look, he had it all. Legit size, strength, power, speed, aggressiveness, a high basketball IQ, and then to OD the next night was just tragic. Absolutely tragic. And it really put the Celtics back.
Yeah.
For a number of years. That set them back.
Well, and think of the trajectory that they were on. And then adding a talent. And
yes.
How much could that have saved Larry Bird and the wear and tear that was put on
his
body?
That's correct. You got it.
And Mikhail and Parrish and maybe extended their careers a little bit more. Having a guy like that, 6'8", incredible athlete. And I've just read about it. I don't remember it. I don't remember the moment. And looking back, though, I read an article. And then as I was reading through and you kind of go down that rabbit hole of reading things, I came across also a story of his brother, who was a high school sophomore at this time.
Mm-hmm.
When he passed away, a lot of people said he was farther along in development. He was shot and killed when he was, 20 years old?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's just bad family from that aspect, just tragic family results.
Yeah.
And Bias, from everybody that you talked to that saw him play, and this guy was Michael Jordan before Mike. When Mike was already in the league in 84, he was playing, but Bias was already at that skill level. And just what you mentioned, what Boston talked about, is that he would have just put the Celtics really over the top. Look, it's an awful story. It'll never change from being an awful story. And you just hope that you never have to experience getting the joy out of a guy being drafted and then the next night saying that he's dead on TV.
It's crazy.
It's what I had to do. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
31 years ago today.
Yeah. We'll be back after this.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. WolfConstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
The inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
Most adults take supplements hoping to improve their health. They don't do anything to prevent illness. That's why I created Texas Superfood. It's pure, natural nutrition. Switch from your chemistry-set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days. Get better energy, focus, better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order two bottles of Texas Superfood, get the third bottle free. Call now, 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at TexasSuperfood.com.
A dairy farmer got a text from one of his cows. You can now get an early warning tornado alert on the smoke detector in your home. Children at an off-the-grid orphanage in Tanzania are connected to the internet. We can't make this up. Actually, we can, because we provide the technology that makes it possible. Technology to help humanity. Arrow Electronics. 5YearsOut.com.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
Oh, what kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
You can't get any fresher than your own vegetable garden. Right now at the Home Depot, 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs are not only as fresh as you can get, but you can get three of them for only $12. That's not only thinking green, that's saving green. So, pass the salad and stop and smell the rosemary. It's easy when you fill your cart with 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Three for just $12, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 4th, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
1700 KBGG is your home for big sports.
There's no place like home on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG. What's up? It's Bill Ryder, back in Des Moines. Lived there for a decade. Got married in Des Moines. Thrilled to be talking about your favorite sports teams with your favorite players 5 to 9 p.m. on your station with all the big games. 1700 KBGG.
Big news, big talk, and big sports on 1700 KBGG.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
1700 KB.